welcome to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1 with the pleasure of bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers through the local journalism initiative funded by the Government of Canada. In this episode, we head to Counsville, Quebec, to find out more about an annual benefit concert that takes place at Massivanier High School through the foundation Boulanger Bédard. We sat down to speak with Elise Boulanger, who is the granddaughter of one of the co-founders, namely Harold Boulanger. The annual benefit concert is the major fundraising event of the year for the foundation, with all profits going to support students and especially children of the Brome-Missisquoi region. This year has a promising lineup with School Supertramp Memories. Let's see what Elise Boulanger has to tell us about the foundation and what audience members can expect. Good morning, Elise Boulanger. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Holly. Thanks for having me.
So we're here to speak about the Boulanger Bédard Foundation, which is an exceptional charitable organization here in Brome-Missisquoi, based in Sutton, is my understanding. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. So the foundation is a small family foundation. It's been around for quite a while, but formally since 1980. It was originally set up to honor my grandfather, Harold Boulanger. He had a creamery here in Sutton. That's when he moved here with his family. He started that business. So he was a businessman, and businessmen, I guess, were considered having money. And so kids would come and ask to, you know, support different causes. One of his causes that were important to him at the time was actually 4-H, which out through some interviews with my cousins to prepare for this this meeting.
Excellent.
And yeah, it was really interesting. And then as time progressed, I guess there was a group of businessmen in Sutton that got together and had coffee on a regular basis. And so they said, well, you know, they all gave a bit here and there, and they coordinated in the end to try to do something. So they started doing a golf tournament to get a little more money for kids, for activities. Okay. And the whole goal was definitely enriching kids' lives and finding a way for them to be able to thrive, particularly through sports and through the 4-H, but mostly through sports. And so then it became a formal foundation when my grandfather passed away. They did the Fondation Harold Boulanger. However, a few years later, with the heavy involvement of Dr. Jean-Paul Bédard, as well as his family, it was decided to change it to Fondation Boulanger Bédard, which is what it has stayed all this time. And all of us on the board, you know, many of us represent the two families and then family friends. So there's six of us on the board, and we're fully volunteers, and all the money goes to our activities.
That's amazing. That's amazing. A real homegrown mission that must give
Absolutely.
So much value and so much purpose for your family. And
it does. It feels really good because it's money that's raised basically to, as I said, initially was a little more towards sports, but over time it was really expanded to art and culture. And it's all about kids. It's about enriching their lives. It's about having them flourish and thrive. So there's two different ways of doing that. One is to give access to all kids to do certain activities. So some activities would not happen if there wasn't additional funding. So we tend to fund organizations that do these activities as opposed to coordinating and organizing them themselves. So we try to raise the money and then we distribute. So thanks to a lot of local organizations that are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, and we can support them in a way to do these things for the kids. And so one is, like I said, giving access to all kids. So something like Opti Ski in Sutton is for grade 4, 5, and 6 kids to be able to ski 9 Sundays every winter. And so that gives access to all the kids in that age group. But some other activities, we have some camps and things like that that we do specifically for kids in vulnerable situations that couldn't afford it at all. So there we have two sides to it. And so we try to support the organizations that do that.
That changes lives. You know, it really does, and gives value to to kids, I would imagine that maybe they don't realize it, but they will. They will with time.
Yeah, and certainly the family does, and the community does, and it's just a really good way of giving back and threading a beautiful community spirit, because it's beautiful to see. We give for things like I said, the Upsiskies, a big one. It's coordinated by it's not an actual organization, but Fred Boucher and his wife Véronique do all the been doing it for 16 years. It'll be their 17th year this time, basically coordinating all that. Mount Sutton gives a rebate on all the costs as well, and then we kick in some money. So there's a lot of people involved in there. There's other groups as well now that are getting involved. There's a Sutton Ski Club that wants to make sure the kids, have access to that. We have the Sutton Legion giving us some money, the Random Chance Band, who do fundraisers for all kinds of things. They did one specifically for us and for this activity. So there's a lot of activities, but it's equipment we'll buy for like curling, or buy books for a library for a certain event. We've done self-defense courses for teenagers. We do scholarships for Massivania kids, so we try to, oh, we've done violins as well. We've done musical instruments for the École de Canada de Musique at Massivania. So French, English, regional, that's, we try to help where we can. People make their requests and we review it according to our mission, and then do what we can.
That's amazing. And I'm just thinking like how your organization then spreads out into other networks, and that just makes it stronger and more people are giving or supporting.
Exactly. It's the way to do it. Is if everybody gives a bit of a helping hand, it makes a big difference. Like I said, we're six volunteers. All the money goes to our activities. So we do the best we can, and that's why we do one fundraiser a year. We try to make a big one, put all our energy in it, and get as much money as we can out of that activity, because the requests are definitely increasing with the pressures of the economic situation, and some of the schools ask us for some help too. So it's definitely increasing. The requests are increasing. We're doing our best to keep up.
I can imagine with all the funding cuts and then inflation and our dollar doesn't go as far,
Exactly.
it's hard to make ends meet. And it's
Exactly.
so important, arts and culture for kids and sports, like expanding the mind and your experience. And yeah, there's more
It
than just
is.
academics.
For sure, being part of a group, a team, with a similar passion than you is hugely gratifying. We know that as adults, right? You join any group, whether it's a sports or it's a knitting group or a cooking group, or it's nice to be with people who have the same passion, and you feel part of a team, and that's huge with kids. You can really
Absolutely.
see a big change in kids when they are able to participate in activities like that.
Right. Do you have a sense? It's not about money, but do you have a sense of how much you've contributed over the years to date, or a general idea?
Oh, well, we have a general idea. So we do our best, but we're not super diligent when it comes to that. So we think it's about 1.3 million since like 1980 that we've been kind of keeping track. It's in that vicinity, let's say.
Wow. And that's
Yeah.
all been invested back into Bromosisqua, into our
Absolutely.
kids. Fantastic. I'm wondering if you've seen any special moments or any memories that come to mind where it was just like that gratification where you see your work's real gold being passed.
I've got to say, it's every event. So when we do our fundraiser, like last year, the music school said, could we play some music beforehand, for free? So the kids get up there and they're doing their music, and you just see their pride, right? And their excitement out of it. And that's just cost us nothing. Just gave them an opportunity to play in front of people and do what they enjoy. There's a great group of people that do a fishing derby in Sutton for the Sutton kids every year in the spring. And so you just go there and you see the kids fishing with their parents and just so excited about the event. So we put a pump track at the school, so you see the kids using it. So I can't isolate it to one, but every time I see the kids participate in an activity and just enjoying it, that's really what we're all about. We just all get so much joy out of being able to help every single kid that can do something that they love.
That's beautiful. I can see why Your mission keeps going and growing with generations. You're the granddaughter of Harold
Yes.
Boulanger,
Yeah.
and then other family members and friends are involved, and that's
Yeah,
lovely.
Dr. Bedal's son-in-law and his granddaughter's husband are also part of the group. And so
Brilliant.
so we did continue that, and like I said, we have two other members as well that are you know, part of the mission and think it's, you know, super important and very passionate about it.
So, coming to your big annual benefit event, what do we have in the works here?
So this will be our fourth year with this formula. It works really well. People seem to enjoy it, and we try to do it a fairly consistent way, so people look forward to it. So we basically go scout out a band, a cover band that's going to come and play here at Massive Vanier. So we have them come play at Massive Vanier. It's going to be January 31st this year, and we have decided with a band that covers Supertramp. It's called School Supertramp Memories. And we had a member go and check them out and said it was an 11 out of 10. Super fun. People were on their feet. And that's what's fun. It's all local people that are going to be in the Massive Vanier Auditorium. We sell out usually between, you know, it seats about 850 people. And so our big years, we got close to the 800 mark. And then smaller years, maybe 600, but there's a lot of people.
That's
And it's just
excellent.
so fun. You have that social part of seeing people that you don't see in other circumstances. And the music should be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to it. And so we're selling the tickets now. They're available online on our website. They're available on lepointdevente.com. You just have to look up Fondation Boulanger-Bédard or School Supertramp Memories, and it should pop up January 31st, which is a Saturday. It starts at 8 and the doors open at 7:15.
Okay. And this is appropriate for all ages, like a family could go or generations.
Everybody could go, but I get to tell you the interest is more a little bit older. We don't have a lot of the youth wanting to come to see our groups. Our groups tend to be more, well, what can I say, geared to us, the people who are on the committee. So we've had, you know, we've had U2, we've had Phil Collins, that kind of music. We had Simon and Garfunkel and Cat Stevens. That was the first year we did it, and people are asking to bring them back as they were amazing. So hopefully we'll have just as much fun, but do listen to Supertramp. You'll remember, you'll say, oh, I know those songs. At first I was doubtful, but once I started listening, it's like, yeah, that's gonna be so much fun. So it's gonna be a joy. And of course, it's great because you're doing it for a very good cause. Every penny of the profit goes towards our activities, towards kids.
Brilliant. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with, or have we covered the main gist of your foundation? This is.
Yeah, I think we've covered it very well. We've been you know, doing it for a long time. We do the best we can. We love all the people who are deciding to join in and help us out. We have an association locally that shut their doors, unfortunately, but they said, hey, the extra funds, we want to send it to you because you're doing great things for kids. So it feels good, and people jump in. You can do a donation and not, you know, it's our annual fundraiser. You don't have to come to the activity. You can also just donate. It's basically our 1 year effort to try to get as many funds as we can to see what activities we can fund for the coming year.
I'm
Hope to
just
see you
saying,
there. It'll
yes.
be fun.
And I'm just saying, thinking, what a great Christmas gift it would be, like for your family or something that keeps giving.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we make sure we're organized before Christmas so people have that opportunity. So also all the members on the board are selling tickets. So there's many ways of getting them. Just reach out, and hopefully we'll see you there. It'll be fun.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Elise, and we wish you the best of luck and continued, success and philanthropy with your foundation. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
That was Elise Boulanger from the Boulanger-Bédard Foundation. And speaking about their annual fundraiser benefit concert, this year it's entitled School Supertramp Memories. Head to their website, fondationboulangerbedard.org. And you'll find all the information and a link where you can find your tickets on the point of sale, le point de vente. As mentioned, this benefit concert is on January 31st from 8 to 10 p.m. over at Massivania High School, that's located in Cownsville, Quebec, and tickets sell out, so please don't wait. This is Holly Bailey thanking you for tuning in to 99.1 here through the local journalism initiative funded by the Government of Canada.